From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration has lashed out at host Canada, accusing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of stabbing the U.S. in the back at the end of last week's Group of Seven meeting. The U.S. withdrew support of a joint communique after Mr. Trudeau insisted Canada would move forward with retaliatory measures July 1st against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said remarks came after a consensus communique that sought to ease trade tensions.
People came together at that meeting. I'm in there working with the heads of state. It was my great pleasure representing the president. The president was there. We're putting words on paper. We're making adjustments. We're making compromises. And we're coming out with a document that we can accept. Most people thought that wouldn't happen. So that happens. And instead of being a good push to the Singapore-North Korean talks, Trudeau decides to come out and play to domestic political consumption and take pot shots at the American president.
Mr. Trump tweeted Monday that fair trade has now become full trade, if not reciprocal. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said her country has been insulted.
What is insulting, and what I object to very strongly, is the illegal and unjustified imposition of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. The national security pretext is absurd and, frankly, insulting to Canadians, the closest and strongest ally the United States has had.
German Chancellor Merkel said the U.S. decision to revoke its support of the G7 communique is sobering and depressing. The leaders of Ethiopia and Egypt Sunday pledged to iron out their differences over Ethiopia's controversial multi-billion-dollar Nile River hydroelectric project. This is VOA News.